Food bank fights to keep home. Council gives charity 2 extra weeks in Aylesbury Hall as campaign launched for it to stay put. An award-winning food and clothes bank is fighting to take over an Aylesbury Estate TRA hall, or it will face being made homeless. The council has given the Divine Rescue Charity, which feeds and clothes 100 people a week, a 2-week extension to remain at the Thurlow Lodge Community Hall until January the 20th. But residents and campaigners from Defend Council Housing have come up to the charity's aid. They have set up a new TRA to run Thurlow Lodge, which was given up by the now disbanded Thurlow Lodge TRA and a managing committee on December 30th. The Thurlow Lodge TRA's decision to disband and give vacant possession of the hall to Southwark Council was the move that triggered Divine Rescue's struggle to find a new home. There were heated scenes on January the 6th when council officers visited the hall. The officers were met by volunteers and housing campaigners who demanded the charity be allowed to stay and have since begun an occupation of the building. Divine Rescue's manager, Sister Catherine Massoni, told the news, "This is heartbreaking. Over 100 people come every day with different issues. We are a food bank and a lot of families depend on us." Southwark Council told the news that Divine Rescue was warned in July last year that it needed to find new premises in time for January 6th. But the charity said it had no luck finding a new base, despite appealing to Camberwell and Peckham MP Harriet Harman in December and Southwark Cabinet Member for Housing Stephanie Cryan in November. Fiona Colley, Southwark's Cabinet Member for Finance, Modernisation and Performance, said it supported the Management Committee's decision to close the hall, due to future plans to demolish the building, escalating costs and dwindling numbers of people using the centre. Councillor Colley has since confirmed the 2-week grace period for Divine Rescue. She added, "It will be some time before the building is demolished and the council wants to see Thurlow Lodge community continuing in community use for as long as possible. We plan to go out to tender for a new organisation to run the centre as soon as we have established its condition." The council has yet to say whether it will accept the new TRA set up by Defend Council Housing and Divine Rescue as new leaseholders for the hall. This Saturday, a solidarity afternoon tea party will be held at the hall from 3 p.m. On Sunday at 5:30 p.m, the newly created TRA will have its inaugural meeting, followed by 6:30 p.m. occupation meeting. The news has been unable to contact former members of the Thurlow Lodge TRA for comment. Catherine's brother-in-law, Nathan Massoni, said, "A lot of people will be thrown in the cold. If we have to move abruptly, even if we do find a new place, it will be damaging." He added, "We have been overwhelmingly recognised and won so many awards for the work we do. Only in 2015, the council gave us a Housing Heroes Award. Anyone can become homeless at any time. Without blowing our trumpet, we have done a very good job, and we deserve better than this."